Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, press release. Shameful statements of the Jordanian foreign minister following the meeting of the so-called Arab Islamic Ministerial Committee tasked with international action to stop the war on Gaza. Jordanian foreign minister Ayman Safadi made shameful statements to journalists that were not commensurate with the magnitude of the event for which they had gathered. He spoke about the peace agreement between Jordan and the Jewish entity and that it was now gathering dust. He stated that the escalation of the Jewish entity was pushing the entire region into the abyss and that the region was experiencing its worst phase in light of the loss of hope for achieving peace. He added, "We do not believe that canceling the peace agreement will serve Jordan and Palestine, and we are using the agreement to protect Jordan's interests and to serve the Palestinian people." In response to a journalist's question, he said all options on the table to stop the aggression on Gaza are under consideration, noting that the occupation has become a challenge even to its supporters and that sanctions must be imposed against it. He added, "We are always sounding the alarm about what is happening in the West Bank." In the face of these weak statements expressing the position of the regime in Jordan and the rest of the regimes in Muslim countries, we say, first, this great event does not need a ministerial committee tasked with international action to stop the war on Gaza, but rather it needs a military council that includes the general staff of the Muslim armies to develop a military plan to liberate Palestine, then mobilize those armies to attack and finish off the usurping Jewish entity. Second, this great event for which you have gathered needs great men, not frivolous fools who repeat the words of their masters, the Rawabila, lowly incompetent rulers who tear the Ummah apart by keeping their crooked chairs, squandering away the Ummah's issues and handing them over to its enemies. Third, the Jordanian foreign minister defends the shameful and treasonous agreement with the Jewish entity and claims that it serves the interests of Jordan and the Palestinian people, belittling people's minds because people know for certain that serving the interests of Jordan and the Palestinian people is in removing the occupation and erasing it from existence, not in concluding agreements with it, protecting it, and providing it with the means of life. Fourth, you have excluded the correct option that must be taken, which is the military option. And then the minister claims that, quote, all the options presented to stop the aggression on Gaza are under study, continuing to belittle people's minds because the military option is not among the options presented. He then says that sanctions must be imposed against the occupation, as this is the limit of his powers and the most he can say and declare. He does not rise to the level of men with a high ceiling who are prepared to sacrifice themselves and money to repel the aggression and liberate the occupier from the land of Muslims. Fifth, what is this danger that you claim you are always sounding the alarm? Has it not occurred to you to think of the correct solution to remove this danger instead of sounding the alarm so that you take the position of men and realize that aggression by force requires a force like it to put an end to it? So that you remove this danger instead of occupying yourselves with ringing its alarm. Sixth, the minister still has hope for achieving peace. Peace with those who usurp land, violate sanctities, kill people, displace them, and starve them. So the saying of the Prophet ﷺ is true about them. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you do not feel any shame, do whatever you like. The occupying enemy is doing what it is doing, and the minister, his counterparts and their masters are singing about peace with it. What kind of people are these? And by what standard do they measure? Seventh, the minister, his counterparts and their agent masters are repeating the words of their masters in the capitals of the West, expressing their fear of things getting out of hand in the region, and it's sliding towards the abyss and their fears of a regional war. Let the minister know, if he does not know, that the West fears the Islamic Ummah's move to eliminate the Jewish entity. For this reason, it came with its fleets, planes, and forces to the region, thinking that it can prevent it from moving if it wants to. Eighth, The ignorant rulers of the Muslims and their followers continue to sing outside the flock of the Ummah. The Ummah has realized that its calamity lies with them, and the ceiling of its demands has risen until it has surpassed them. There is nothing left but to pounce on them, get rid of their control over its necks, and hand over its affairs to the loyal, conscious ones among its sons to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. Then the armies will move to remove the Jewish entity from existence. Finally, our Ruwaybida rulers and their collaborators have become accustomed to humiliation and disgrace, and have not known the taste of manhood, pride, and dignity. They were content to be followers of the Kuffar, disbelieving colonizers, and protectors of the Jewish entity, and they witness its crimes against the people of Palestine and elsewhere. They do not feel a trace of honor, nor do they feel a sigh of betrayal. The best of them were those who repeat the words of their masters in the West, clinging to the lie of the international community, international laws, and the United Nations, which were established primarily for the purpose of war against Islam and Muslims. They were helpers of the West in its war against Islam and Muslims, and perhaps the good tidings will come one after the other with the awareness of the Ummah towards these rulers, and they will soon start roaring in their faces along with the Jews and the West behind them, and that day is near, Allah willing. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.